This video shows how a guarded fabric is deployed. A guarded fabric includes the host guardian service, guarded hosts, and shielded virtual machines. You start with some Hyper-V hosts that are not yet guarded, shown here in the fabric.contoso.com domain. Next, install the host guardian service on a server. This must be in a separate domain. Next, specify signing and encryption certificates for HGS and initialize the HGS server with your chosen mode of attestation. This creates the attestation and key protection services. Configure additional nodes in the HGS cluster. DNS must be configured for name resolution between the Fabric domain and HGS domain. Next, prepare to configure attestation. For TPM trusted attestation, you can start by capturing TPM identifiers from each of the hosts. Then capture a TPM baseline from a golden or reference host. The TPM baseline captures the boot sequence for a host that is considered healthy. Depending on your hosts, you might need to capture the TPM baseline for more than one host. Then, create and apply a set of code integrity policies. These policies capture a whitelist of allowed binaries. Anything outside of this list will not be allowed to run. All of this information needs to be provided to the attestation service and combined represents the state of a healthy host. The hosts are now guarded hosts, which you can confirm by testing attestation. Next, you can add a management server, for example, Virtual Machine Manager. As a basis for creating shielded VMs, the tenant provides a signed template disk, VHDX, or approves a signed VHDX that the hoster provides. The tenant also provides a shielding data file. The shielding data file includes the VHDX signature and VM customization information. It also specifies the VM owner and allowed guardians, the guarded fabrics that the shielded VM can run on. Now a shielded VM can be created. The result is a guarded fabric with guarded hosts that can pass attestation and obtain keys from the key protection service. With those keys, the guarded hosts can unlock and run shielded virtual machines.